The federal government plans to build 1.2 million homes by 2029, but with fewer younger Australians pursuing trades, there's the pressing question, who is going to build these much-needed houses? Well, a recent Build Skills Australia report found that Australia needs almost 117,000 additional tradespeople to achieve this target. The recruitment strategy is one that Adam Ridgway, bricklayer and owner of Luna Masonry in South Australia, knows only too well.
You're always running behind job. You know, you can never get in front. You rely on someone to come to work on the day and then they don't turn up. And I think younger people these days want more sort of instant gratification, I suppose. They want it to be a little bit easier, and they see a lot of things on social media, for example, with, you know, laying bricks. And it looks quite easy. It looks quite interesting. It looks like fun. But until you actually do it, it's actually quite a big you know, it's a long journey, learning the trade and things like that. So they get there and then they realise, oh, it's a bit hard, and, you know, tend to just go off and do something else. I used to work for a trade school, so I saw these young apprentices coming through, and I really wanted to do, you know, the same. You've got to, you know, show your skills. You've got to pass your skills down to younger people, otherwise you're almost not going to replace yourself.
Yeah, that's Adam Ridgway there, owner of construction company Luna Masonry in South Australia. Well, I'm joined in the studio now by Ben Barden. Ben is CEO of the National Australian Apprenticeship Association and joins me. Is there a simple answer to this? Because it's a problem that people outside the industry talk about as well. What do we do here?
There's a nuanced answer. The key issue with apprenticeships is that it's driven by two factors, economic factors and incentive settings. And through the pandemic, we had very generous incentive settings. And that did actually shift the dial in terms of the number of apprentices, a number of opportunities and the number of people who went into construction trades like bricklaying. Since they've been dialed back, the incentive settings have been dialed back, and the construction industry has been in that sort of post-pandemic environment. What we've seen is quite a steep drop-off in the number of apprentices going into carpentry and bricklaying. I think looking at this last year, there are about 6,000 fewer carpenters and bricklayers than there were in 2021-22 when the generous incentives were in play.
That's a huge change, isn't it?
It is a really big percentage, yeah. It's almost a third reduction for those particular trades. It's less obvious in the licensed trades like plumbing and electrical, which are also, you know, vital important for residential construction. And so the government's focus has been to try and support apprentices with low wages through a program called the Key Apprenticeship Program. And that pays apprentices in these trades $10,000 over 4 years to top up their wages. And that's helping stabilize the dropout rate for those apprentices, but it's only part of the answer. I think we've forgotten just how disruptive the pandemic was to the construction industry overall. And so what we have seen, apprentice numbers are broadly driven by employers offering the jobs. And so when the value proposition didn't play out for them immediately after the pandemic, I mean, a lot of construction businesses went to the wall in 2023-24 with inflationary effects on building materials and so forth. And so, it's a nuanced picture, because you've got to have the employers create the jobs, and then you've got to be able to keep the apprentices in the jobs at a time where cost of living pressures mean that the low wages are a real issue.
And what do we know about what's happening with the completion rates? Because there's been a lot of reporting that it's one thing to get young people to sign up for an apprenticeship, but holding them there through to completion is a challenge in itself.
Yeah, there's been a major focus on completion rates. There's been a gradual slide from 2013 to the current day, 2 or 3 percentages lower now than it was before. At that time, there were existing worker traineeships, and the completion rates for existing workers was much higher. So when you take those out of the picture, you are going to get a decline in completion rates. And similarly, over the last couple of years with the current incentive settings, we've seen a really large decline in traineeships overall. And traineeships have higher completion rates too, because the qualification is a year rather than 4 years typically. Mm-hmm. And so when you take those numbers, the higher completion rate numbers out there, then you will get more of a slide. But yes, it's a long-term commitment, a 4 year commitment to learn a trade is a long-term commitment.
So yeah. if you were running the place, what do we need to do from a government or industry perspective to try and turn this around? Because we need these tradespeople yesterday. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, the missing piece of the puzzle is improving employer engagement back into the system. There's been a strategic review of the incentive arrangements, and the government's yet to respond to that. The association's recommendation is to double the hiring incentive, hiring credit in these residential construction trades. At the moment, an employer will get $5,000 hiring credit in the first year. And that's very similar to the $4,000 that's been in place since 1998. If you really want to drive the numbers in these residential construction trades, you need to double that and have it paid in the second year as well for those occupations that we're really targeting.
Immigration?
Yeah, it was interesting through the pandemic to see the effect of temporary skilled migration ceasing. One of the effects was that long-term unemployed people got there was an uptick in their employment. There is a relationship between the two, between temporary skilled migration, primarily in traineeships, not so much in trades. The overseas recognition process is quite fulsome, and so we're not seeing a high degree of substitution in that area. But yeah, there's no quick fix other than to promote the wage uplift that occurs when you complete your apprenticeship. So there's a really good story to tell there, particularly in the licensed trades. It's often difficult. Adam was referring to how difficult it is to get people into bricklaying, because it's a physically demanding trade, and it suits you if you want to work with your hands, you like working outdoors, and you get that sense of completion of the job. That doesn't suit everybody. And so it's important that people get opportunities to trial those things while they're still at school. And also, it's really important that in schools, people are asked, how do you like to learn? Because a lot of people like to learn by doing. They like to have a kinesthetic experience rather than an academic experience. And they should be given plenty of opportunities to try new trades while they're still at school and see whether it actually suits them. That would have an impact on, a positive impact on completion rates too.
Yeah, Ben, it's such a critical issue for us to get sorted, to get right. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Good to talk to you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Ben Barden there. Ben is the CEO of the National Apprenticeship Association.